I'm proud to be with you this evening. You know, this, you know, just on the odds every year, this is the first time All Saints is an obligatory Mass. The years before, the vigil, for instance, was on a Monday or a Sunday or a Saturday. And so this is the first time here that I've been at St. Thomas Aquinas and St. Columban to offer this Mass on Halloween. Because we never necessarily needed to do that. So praise God. Welcome again to be here. Tonight I want to focus on the first reading in the Revelation. First, kind of an interesting start, and then a couple important, one a number, another a word. Quote, "Do not damage the land or the sea or the trees until we put the seal on the foreheads of the servants of our God. I heard the number of those who have been marked with the seal, 144,000 marked for every tribe of the Israelites." So first, the number, 144,000. It's a really cool number in the Bible. Really, 144,000 would be 12 times 12,000. The number 12 in the Bible is like a perfect government. 12. What do we know about the number 12? Well, it's in the Old Testament, all the patriarchs. And in the New Testament, the 12 apostles. When you know it's being multiplied by 12,000, that's like almost like an eternity number, 12,000 times 12. That's cool. And then second, there's the word seal. Now, in the Old Testament, in that culture, even in the New Testament, and I talk about history there, like day-to-day activities, it was very often to have a seal to sign like a letter or a document. To provide, this is where it's really coming from. It's not just a fake thing. In the New Testament, we hear God actually uses that same word, seal. In the 2 Corinthians, St. Paul wrote, "But it is God who establishes us with you in Christ and has commissioned us. He has put His seal upon us and given us His Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee." Every one of us here has a seal on our soul. So it's beyond the, you know, day-to-day material world, in our spiritual world. The seal is an indelible mark on us. And we have that from baptism on our souls, from the Holy Spirit. Again, we can't see that physically, but we believe that in our spiritual lives. Also in confirmation or in being ordained. The baptism is the seal to recommend people to our faith, our family, God's family. And that's our ordinary way to bring people into our church, into our family. That is the place to come in. Now, obviously, God can do more than that, extraordinary ways. Like, for instance, if somebody wasn't baptized in Ghana or Africa or anywhere else, and they cry out to Jesus to save them as they're dying, they can be in heaven, right? But the ordinary way, what we need to do is have baptisms with people. Now, St. John continued when he was talking about this image in the Revelation book. He said, "After this, I had a vision of a great multitude, which no one could count, from every nation, race, people, and tongue. They stood before the throne and before the Lamb, wearing white robes and holding palm branches in their hands." That's why we call it All Saints. Of all those people in heaven, Now, we need to be clear that none of us know who they are, right? And none of you are God, I don't think. I don't know how any of us that have actually been into heaven and to say, oh, these are the names, right? That's why we have All Souls tomorrow. That's why we have All Souls. So we keep praying for people that have died that are going to heaven. That's one thing I kind of challenge, and it's hard to do it, but there are times we can, I mean, over and over, like in those notes or those obituaries or those talks about, well, yeah, he's in heaven, she's in heaven. They're peaceful. They were entered into the heavenly of kingdom. Well, I don't think you're God. And again, that's why we keep praying at every Mass, today even, on All Saints, that we pray for people to go to heaven. Now, finally, I talk, and I've probably mentioned this before, but one of the people I believe, I don't know, I haven't seen her in heaven, but my grandma, Grandma Betty, I believe she was in heaven. I do. That she was one of the best friend I had, the best grandparent, the person that taught me when I was a little child to pray the rosary, to walk with me in my faith. You know, before, when she was sick, we prayed the rosary at the very end. And 2 days before she passed away, we prayed a rosary, my friend and I. And she, you could, just odd things that she'd raise her hand up or she'd say the word Mary. And I remember we were praying the rosary and she was kind of in that coma level, and my buddy and I were praying the rosary and she just started praying with the Hail Mary. Like in the middle of the rosary, just started. She hadn't done that for days. And so one thing for me that helps to remind me of All Saints, like my grandmother, is that a rosary. I wear it in my pocket all the time. A rosary for my grandma. So think about your loved ones that have passed away and talk with them, speak with them, because they could be in heaven. And also continue to pray for them, because we aren't in heaven ourselves. So there's nothing wrong with always praying, even if they are in heaven. And if they are, they can pray for us. We can ask our loved ones, if they are in heaven, to pray for us. And all the names we know and those we might not. So enjoy All Saints. Again, thank you for coming tonight, this vigil, this wonderful day. And please continue to come, especially on Thursday with All Souls. I'm kind of thinking that I'll have three Masses. One will be on Thursday morning, 8:30. We'll have another at the nursing home, Good Samaritan Society, at 3:30. And we'll have a Mass, again, for those who have lost loved ones at 5:30. And we'll even have a time, if you'd like to come, at noon, we'll go to our cemetery in I Falls. We'll do a rosary together for those who have passed away. They may be in heaven. So have a wonderful day today, tomorrow, and this week as we pray. And today again, to begin this new month for All Saints.